Okay, well, I can go first.
Sure.
So, my name is Jude Burkamp. I grew up in Kansas, and, you know, my mom is from India, and then my dad is a Kansas farm boy, like German through and through. And then my mom came here to the States in her kind of mid-20s or something like that, so grew up in India and kind of is Indian in that, and, you know, to her core, and then, you know, relocated here. And so I think my first exposures to Buddhism was probably trips back to India, where I would see images of the Buddha and Buddhism and Hinduism are so closely related in so many ways. And so those ideas were there, and I had like aunts and uncles, I think, you know, talking about those as well. And then as I was growing up in Kansas, I went to Catholic school the whole time through. And so Catholicism was really in me. And so so I think later on, even in high school, I was like really into the church and was actually considering maybe even becoming a Catholic priest, because my dad had gone to the seminary for to be a Catholic priest as well. So, and then I think the other string of this is that I started doing martial arts when I was really young. I had a major, you know, crush on Bruce Lee and everything, kung fu movies and everything else, you know. And so so I started studying kind of martial arts. And I think when I think about it in hindsight, that was probably, you know, one of the only kind of Asian-like places that I could go in the middle of Kansas. So, you know, I think I was pulled there for that as well. But then as you move on into some of these, I studied more traditional Japanese martial arts. But in those is such a strong kind of Zen Buddhist tradition. You know, Bodhidharma supposedly both brought Dharma, but also brought kind of martial art traditions from India on through. And so I started doing a lot of studying there. And then I think when I was a little bit later, like in my kind of later teenage years, that's when I started doing much more concerted like reading around Buddhism, mostly in the Zen tradition. But I think in that way, my dad was always very open to other kinds of spiritual traditions. And so he had different books in his library that, you know, were about Sufism or Buddhism or Hinduism, you know, and lots of stuff by Jung, by C.G. Jung. And so I would, I remember reading a lot of that as well. So, so I think that was kind of where my childhood was. And it was interesting because then in parallel to Buddhism, I had this strong pull around Western psychology. And so I'd study a lot of Western psychology, read a lot of Western psychology, and then that's all I would do in school was study psychology. And then when I was able to get out of Kansas, then I was up here, luckily, and when I moved up here, then we had a lot more access to folks who actually studied Buddhism and taught Buddhism, and I could, and I actually studied it as well in school. So I think for me, there's this parallel process of like Western psychology and Eastern Buddhism, and I'm always looking for like the crossovers in between.